Hello, everybody. This is Abe Burrows. For the next 15 minutes, I've got some crazy songs for you, and there'll also be some vitally important information, too. So stand by, America. Here's your Stars for Defense.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Stars for Defense with Ray Block and his orchestra, yours truly, Jay Jackson, and today starring the noted wit and troubadour, Mr. Abe Burrows. Stars for Defense is presented, transcribed by this station every week as a public service in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration to acquaint you with the steps that are being taken to provide safety for you, your family, and your neighbors. Now seated at the piano and ready to regale us with some of his own inimitable compositions is Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows, like he said. I'm going to do for you now some songs from my songbook. Book which is cleverly entitled The Abe Burrows Songbook. Sold at the more courageous bookstores. This is a book of songs I wrote because I didn't like certain other songs. I call them type songs because they represent the various types of songs I didn't like. For instance, here's a song you call a clever type song, I guess. I don't know, or a not feeling well type song. All of you listening in, please send in what you think type song you think this is, and you'll receive your stamp back. It goes like this. My brain is whirling, my head is spinning, I can't sleep a wink at night. My appetite's gone, my nerves are all ragged, my blood pressure's up and my eyes are all bagged. My ears are ringing, my stomach's turning, my pulse is going too quick. But I went to the doctor, now I'm worried no longer, 'cause he said it ain't love, I'm just sick. A type song like that. Some of my songs, you know, never even get finished. They're just titles. Like a love song I wrote called For Every Man There's a Woman, So How Come I Wound Up With You? I had a little trouble with love songs. Another one I had like that. It goes, If you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy, okay, but right now, let me alone. Here's one I did finish. This one is called the simple title of A. It's a waltz and rather charming. A moon is shining, a star is gleaming, a banjo is starting to strum. A breeze is blowing, a park bench is waiting, a cop is chasing a bum. A tree is rustling, a nightingale singing, a Bob White is starting to bob. Everything in the world is doing something, so why can't you find a job?
Abe, though the bright lights of Broadway have claimed you, you haven't lost the common touch.
Well, I may thank you, Jay, with that common touch thing, but not until I figure out whether that's good or bad.
Well, I merely meant that what with being so busy as co-author and director of Say Darling, the latest in the long line of Broadway smashes that have borne the Burroughs touch, it's a delight to know that you can find time to visit us and sing some of those great old Burroughs ballads.
I still want to know what you meant to say common touch. This is a very expensive tie I have on.
I simply meant that to have the man whose hand helped shape the destinies of guys and dolls, silk stockings, and...
If you're going to get any more shows in, okay, but I think maybe it's better I just sing, huh? With my beautiful tone.
Oh, sing it.
Here's a Western-type song from the book. Well, it's my version of a Western song, and I call it Loping Along. I sing it rather well. Those are horse's hoofs I'm doing. Loping along the trail, loping along the dusty trail, I'm a rolling stone that gathers no moss. Loping along the trail and feeling mighty weary, 'cause I'm loping along without a horse.
whistle cut out.
Loping along on foot, my feet are getting sore since my bronco horse decided to skedaddle. But I don't mind too much if I got sore feet. It's better than what I get from the saddle. Recitation. I love the West. Way out here where there ain't no housing shortage, because there ain't no people. Out here where a man could be by himself for thousands of miles with no one to talk to. It's friendly. Oh, I've been back east for a while, but I didn't like it. And one day I said to old Paint, that's my wife, honey, I said, I'm a hankering for sagebrush. Let's you and me throw our legs across a couple of cayuses and mosey on back to the mesquite. And she looked at me and said, why? She was a Brooklyn girl. She never knew nothing about the rest. But she came with me because she had pioneer blood in her veins. Yes, my wife was like most pioneer women. Strong, brave, fearless, and impossible to unload. I'm glad to be back here. Just a lone cowboy, loping along the trail. I'm shouting, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. And sometimes, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. I-A, yippee-yay. I-E, what's a limited vocabulary? Loping along, loping along. Oh, bury me down on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. You know why? Because I ain't dead. Loping along.
Twenty-four hours a day, 365 days a year, military and civilian authorities are on the alert for a possible enemy attack on the United States. The brain center of this operation is located at Colorado Springs, Colorado, the North American Air Defense Command. As soon as a warning is flashed to this headquarters, military and civilian authorities act immediately. Defensive and offensive aircraft swing into action. At the same time, federal civil defense attack warning officers stationed at the Air Force headquarters flash the alert to warning points all over the country. In less than 1 minute, this warning is disseminated to civilian officials from coast to coast. It's their job, then, to see that the public is warned of the impending attack and that necessary measures to withstand it are taken. The Air Force orders CONELRAD stations to begin broadcasting and all other radio and television stations to go off the air. This alerting system is maintained around the clock 7 days a week, 365 days a year, to keep you constantly protected from surprise attack. Now, while Abe Burrows sprays his heavily insured tonsils in preparation for his closing selection, here is Ray Block and his orchestra.
Thank you.
breath was beautiful. You know, you ain't as cool as you used to be. I could recognize the whole melody. I can't leave without doing this song, which I've become rather identified with. Some people refer to it as my white Christmas. It's a love song. Well, a love type song. It's the kind of thing where you might call it a my girl is better than your girl type song. This is good. I like it. I walk along singing, no time for blues or sighs. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. You can't upset me, no, none of you gloomy guys. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it the way she walks? Or the way she shakes her bright little skirt? Or the way she talks? That's why I'm singing. Nothing but blue skies. Cupid gave me a shove, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue, girl with the three blue. Not one, not two, but three blue.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed program presented as a public service by this station each week in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration. Today, our star was Abe Burrows, to whom we extend our sincere thanks for a wonderful performance. Be with us next week for some more fine music by Ray Block and his orchestra and another famous star. Meanwhile, this is your host, Jay Jackson, saying so long for Stars for Defense. Oh,